The partial government shutdown is having an impact on global events. President Trump had been scheduled to attend the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland later this week, but that trip is in doubt as the White House and Congress work to find a solution to fund the government. The BBC's Poona Gadusi is with me for our weekly look at the coming days on the international stage. And Poona, what is the importance of the gathering in Davos, and what kind of reception might President Trump get if he's able to attend?
Yes, Mark. Mr. Trump, as you said, was said to be the first U.S. president in nearly two decades to attend the World Economic Forum in Davos. But now it's not clear if he'll make it, and that is because of the U.S. government shutdown. But the BBC's economics editor, Kamal Ahmed, who himself is actually on his way out to Davos today to attend the World Economic Forum event, says this will be important for Mr. Trump to make it to Davos.
It's a big signal from President Trump that he wants to be taken seriously on the world stage, and that this idea that America first doesn't mean that America wants to engage with the rest of the world. He wants to show at least that he still wants to engage. The importance of it is that this is a place which brings together global leaders. So you can have the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, Britain, India, many African nations. I think it shows that he still believes America has a big role and a big story to tell.
On top of that, the founder of the World Economic Forum himself, Klaus Schwab, has also expressed hope that Mr. Trump's planned visit will go ahead. He said it will provide him with even better with a global perspective. He also added that the president's critics, it would be good for them to also hear him out. But the fact is, whether Mr. Trump does make it to Davos or not, his policies, especially on business and economy, have already cast a giant shadow over the global economy.
Poona, earlier this week, a joint Turkey-U.S. working group is set to meet tomorrow. It takes place as they're involved in an all-out confrontation at the Turkey-Syria border. What is the state of the Turkey-U.S. ties, and where are those maybe heading?
Mark, this Turkey-U.S. working group was supposed to hold a meeting to discuss a specific row over a court case of a U.S. consulate employee in Turkey, and then the reciprocal 3 months visa suspension by the U.S. on Turkish citizens. Now, these issues had strained bilateral ties in the final months of 2017. But since then, I have to say, U.S. and Turkey have come almost completely head-to-head on another front, and those court cases are now probably going to be on the last of their priorities to discuss. Quick look back. A week ago, U.S. plans to help local militia on the Turkey-Syria frontier to form a 30,000-strong border security force seriously alarmed Ankara. Turkey's president then said Washington was creating a terror army, and he vowed to crush this. Turkey then started a military operation 3 days ago to oust Kurdish fighters from a region called Afrin in Syria. Just today, the Turkish forces announced that they have in fact captured a few villages inside that Afrin area in the northwest of Syria. This latest development now is putting Turkey on a serious collision course with its NATO ally, the US. Speaking to the BBC, Turkey's representative to NATO, Ahmet Berat Cankar, defended Turkey's military incursion into Syria.
What we are doing is legitimate as Turkey. So what we expect from the international community and our NATO allies is that you have to stand by your Turkish NATO allies. Other NATO member countries, if they will resist this kind of operation, they should question their presence in NATO because they are totally putting themselves out of the NATO principles.
On top of all this, of course, as you very well know, Mark, and your audiences, there is the issue of Abdullah Gül, the Islamist fighter rebel who's based in the U.S. in exile, and Turkey wants him back because they blame him for the unsuccessful coup in Turkey. So altogether, it's hard to see how Turkey-U.S. relations can start improving anytime soon if neither of the sides reconsider their policy, one in the region, on the Syria domestic front, on Turkey domestic front, and on the bilateral relations.
And Poona, finally today, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is meeting with the EU foreign ministers in Brussels. He's hoping to get them to recognize Palestine within the 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. How likely is he to get the backing of Europe while he seems to be losing the support of President Trump, who, of course, named Jerusalem as Israel's capital?
Exactly. As the U.S. Vice President, in fact, this week, Mike Pence, is visiting Israel and talking to them, the Palestinians are themselves busy meeting European Union foreign ministers in Brussels. They snubbed Mr. Pence's visit and his calls for peace talks and the U.S.'s calls for peace talks in general because of what you mentioned, the Jerusalem issue. Their hope is now to win the European support on this issue. Ahead of their meeting, the EU Foreign Affairs Chief, Federica Mogherini, reiterated the bloc support for a two-state solution.
Clearly there is a problem with Jerusalem. I would say this is a very diplomatic euphemism, and we Europeans, as well as all the Arab world and the United Nations system as such, still continue to believe that the only pragmatic, realistic solution for Jerusalem has to come through direct negotiations and has to be the capital of two states.
So the EU is supporting an international framework to accompany direct negotiations. However, according to EU diplomats, they won't recognize a Palestinian state entirely, not at least in this trip, this visit in Brussels, but they will consider some form of association deal with the Palestinians. It's already been reported, in fact, that France is pushing for an EU free trade deal agreement with the Palestinian Authority, like the one they have with Israel. The US Vice President Mike Pence just said a few hours ago that the American embassy in Israel will move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem earlier than expected. So we'll have to see, with Mr. Trump and his administration's decisions, will this kind of a deal come to any decision between the Palestinians and the EU in compensation or not?
All right, that's the BBC's Poonam Ghadusi. Poonam, good to talk to you. Thanks as always.
Good to talk to you too.